You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Visitors to the Bridger-Teton National Forest have a new way to stay informed on fire risks, staying safe, camping tips, and more. The forest launched a new AM radio station this week, and it's getting a boost from a well-known celebrity. KHOL's Hannah Mersbach has more.
This is Harrison Ford. Hot, dry summers mean a campfire can rapidly spread, becoming a wildfire.
Harrison Ford is an avid conservationist who has property in the region. He recorded messaging for Bridger-Teton National Forest about safety that will be front and center on the station this summer.
Did you know you could be held responsible for a hefty fine and suppression costs? Ground your campfire before you leave. For information,
the new AM station will also give people news about local wildlife and how to store food properly. Scott Kosaba leads Friends of the Bridger-Teton, the fundraising arm for the forest. He says the idea for the station came during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visitors were flocking to forest land without seeing a park official who could give them advice on staying safe.
Compared to the national parks, where you are entering into, you're crossing a threshold, you're making eye contact with a park ranger, and you're getting that information directly from a human.
Radio receivers are now planted at the ranger stations in Jackson and Moran, and the airwaves even reach the top of Teton Pass. Bridger-Teton's radio station is 1710 on the AM dial.
Know before you go.
Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.
Friends of Bridger-Teton is a financial supporter of KHOL. Wyomingites hoping to get a glimpse of the Northern Lights today may be out of luck. A previous report said the Aurora Borealis would be visible in more than 15 states, including Wyoming. But a new forecast has diminished those changes, and if the lights do occur, it will likely be in the daytime when they're not typically visible to the naked eye. But Wyoming Stargazing's Samuel Singer says there may be more opportunities to come. The dancing waves of light are the effect of energized particles from solar flares that slam into Earth's upper atmosphere at high speeds.
The sun has an 11-year cycle of when there's a lot of solar activity, a lot of flares, and no flares. And so we've been at near solar minimum for the past few years, but things are starting to change and solar activity is increasing.
Singer says over the next few years, more energized particles from the sun will hit our atmosphere, increasing the odds of green, pink, and yellow color shows. Wyoming and several other states got a heavy dose of nighttime northern lights back in April. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.